Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
Former Wyoming legislator Scott Klem called for civil disobedience against state health mandates at a Monday rally at the Wyoming Capitol Building in downtown Cheyenne. Speaking to a crowd estimated at 250 to 300 people, Klem, who served several terms in the legislature as a Republican from Campbell County, criticized Governor Mark Gordon for tyranny on state health orders designed to fight the spread of COVID-19. Klem urged people who are not considered high risk for the virus to disobey health mandates that he said were unconstitutional and illegal. He also said, however, that people who feel the need to wear a mask for health reasons should do so. A handful of counter-protesters also attended the rally, holding signs in favor of mask usage and in support of Governor Gordon. The governor on Saturday announced an easing of restrictions on the hours that bars and restaurants can remain open. Twin brothers who passed away on Christmas Day in Cody died from complications from COVID-19, according to Park County Coroner Tim Power. Kurt and Michael Knight, 61, were discovered in their Sheridan Avenue home after a coworker was unable to contact them and police were called. The brothers were found deceased, each in his own bedroom, and foul play was quickly ruled out. One brother had tested positive for the coronavirus on December 17th. The other was found to be positive after his death. This news comes as the first vaccinations arrive in the Cowboy State, with initial doses being earmarked for frontline healthcare workers and those at the most risk. There is still no word on when the vaccinations will be available for the general public, and officials with Park County Public Health ask people to be patient.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Shop Ace Hardware during cold weather times. Button up the home with door and window winterizing kits and heating cables. Keep your house warm with the help of your local Ace Hardware downtown Powell.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Are you buckled up? You better be. It's the law. Police officers and highway troopers can stop and ticket you for not wearing your seatbelt. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Keep yourself, your friends, and your family safe. Speak up and insist that everyone is belted inside your vehicle. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in your vehicle. Remember, buckle up for life, Wyoming.
A Cheyenne man is in trouble after reportedly setting fire to his car next to the Hirschler building early Saturday morning. Wyoming Highway Patrol Sergeant Jeremy Beck says troopers were called to the scene around 7:45 a.m. after Thomas Sway drove across the lawn on the north side of the building, parked on the sidewalk, and set his car on fire. After a short investigation, Sway was arrested and charged with third-degree arson. There was no damage to state property and no injuries. Officials are scratching their heads, though, as to why an individual would set fire to their own vehicle. Sway is currently being held in the Laramie County Jail on a $3,000 cash bond. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for January 13th. A man's death is under investigation after he was found unresponsive at Grand Targhee Ski Resort. John Jurgens, 47, of Florida, was spotted lying by a tree in the East Woods, a north-facing Black Diamond slope below Midway Traverse, inbounds at the Alta Resort, the Teton County Sheriff's Office said. Grand Targhee Resort Ski Patrol responded and started CPR but couldn't revive the individual. A Driggs, Idaho ambulance also responded, as did the Teton County Sheriff's Office and the Teton County Coroner, who said the man's cause of death is still unknown. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.